Dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, good morning and hi to everyone else. Monday, 5th of June, and here in Auroville, partly cloudy morning on 31 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect clouds and sunshine, and over the night mostly cloudy, with temperatures from low of 29 to high of 40 with heat index of 45 degrees Celsius. Forecast for next few days shows some thunderstorms with possible rain. But today chance on precipitation is on 25%. Winds from southwest at 13 km per hour with occasional gusts on 24 km per hour. Moon is waxing gibbous, illuminated on 83%. President Assembly Service shares with us. On 11th of May, an information sharing general meeting was held where the Entry Task Group presented the proposed amendment to the entry policy. After this general meeting, the Working Committee, the Honorable Council and the ETG, together with the Resident Assembly Service, discussed and prepared a timeline of next steps. And there are seven more steps to be taken before they can open up fully to new applications. These steps, which include cycles of preparation, publications and integrations, are asking some questions to the community seeking input, which will go forward to the creation of the draft policy that will be presented to the community for ratification from 30th of May to 30th of June. Publishing the proposed amendment entry policy 2017 for community feedback, integrating the feedback and announcing a general meeting from 3rd of July to 7th of August. Holding a general meeting and presenting the integrated entry policy for resident assembly decision-making process 21st of August. Starting their resident assembly decision-making process from 28th of August until 11th of September. Announcing the outcome of the resident assembly decision-making process on 12th of September. Selecting the new entry board if the community accept the entry board as an amendment between 15th September to 13th of October, and finally opening entry service to new applications on 16th of October 2017. They invite us to answer some questions on this topic, and the feedback period will run for 2 weeks until June 14th. So we still have 10 days to answer some questions and give a feedback. But from Solitude Farm comes an interesting invitation on 20th of June to experience a week of eating food only grown in Auroville. There will be 3 meals a day served at Solitude Farm Cafe. Participants will be invited to learn how to use local ingredients to prepare breakfast and dinner. Lunch will be prepared by the cafe team. Participants will also be able to get involved with harvest, and they will touch on how to make their own garden and explore how to bring our community together to create this change. The experiential week will start on 12th of June on Monday and end with a meal prepared by the participant and offered to the Auroville community with an open jam session to celebrate our collective learning. There is space for 20 people for this eating experience, and 10 people have already signed up. If you want to join, you are asked to write to Krishna McKenzie at auroville.org in. And this week is all about eating. This flexibility, however, has to include those who are inspired but have difficulty in making it to every meal. The week will be run on lines of gift economy. Mother Nature is our only true wealth, and her gifts are gifts to us all. Our well-being can only be collective. So you are asked to offer what you like. There is no expectation except that we empower each other in joy and tasty food. And our Institute of Applied Technology signed MOU with 6 companies in Tamil Nadu and Pondicherry to be partner, and consolidated industry stipends for 96 students under the dual system of training. So Auroville youth have a unique opportunity to learn technology in various disciplines in the dual system of training of Auroville Institute of Applied Technology. And they've been able to convince companies such as Oreca, Sunlit Future, Grace Infrastructure, and a company associated with Sri Aurobindo Ashram, GT Electronics and Apasami to be partner of IAT in training under the dual system. Under this system, the training is alternately conducted at IAT and at industrial site. So students of IAT will learn on project soft and technical skills in applying technology used in the manufacturing process, such as engineer drawing with AutoCAD, turning, drilling, filling, CNC, and etc. And the training at the industrial site would be on machines used for manufacturing. IAT offers regular courses of 1 and 2 years duration affiliated to an ECVT in computer hardware, networking, welder, electronics, mechanics, fitter, Drautman Civil, Drautman Mechanics, and finance executives with Tally. For 10th failed students, they are offering a course of domestic electrician with government certificate. The Matrimandir informs us that Matrimandir will be closed to visitors for urgent renovation and repair works from today, 5th of June, until 5th of July. The booking service by phone, email, and the visitor center booking office will remain closed from yesterday until 4th of July, and booking for concentration reopened on 5th of July. The visitor center and the Matrimandir viewing point will remain open as usual from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. only. For Auroville's concentration, the Matrimandir will be open from 6 to 8 a.m. and from 5:30 to 8 p.m. only. The Arshaktik Gym and Fitness Center will remain closed this week between today and 10th, which is Saturday of June, for summer repairs and annual cleanup. La Piscine will be open today from noon. Housing service is also at your service from today onward. But Le Morgan Cafe will be closed for 2 weeks from today, and they will reopen on 19th of June. Hourly Bakery will be closed on Friday and Saturday, 8th, 9th and 10th. And you need to pick up your Friday order on Thursday, 8th of June. They will resume service on Monday, 12th of June. Working Committee informs us that the full month of June, the Working Committee Secretariat will be open only in the mornings from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And the office will be closed in the afternoons. And from AVS team, we have an announcement that because of monthly maintenance work at Trichy Trumbalam substation, there will be no electricity today, 5th of June, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And they advise us to keep our standby systems ready to use. Sire auction will be held on 16th of June at storeroom in Odavi School at 10 a.m., starting with registration, because they have a collection of unserviceable items lying as a scrap under 6 categories and they would like to dispose them. They will put an open tender for each category on Friday, 16th of June at 10:30 a.m. At Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m. there will screen Indian comedy drama Angry Indian Goddesses, made in India in 2015 and by writer and director Pam Nalin. Tomorrow we can see Italian comedy Solo, made in Italy in 2016, directed by Laura Morante. And on Wednesday, interesting documentary, Which Way Home, made in USA in 2009, directed by Rebecca Camisa. Don Miguel Ruiz wrote, "When you awake, you cross a line of no return, and you never see the world in the same way. You are still dreaming, because you cannot avoid dreaming. Because dreaming is the function of the mind, but the difference is that you know it's a dream." Thank you for listening to us, and you can reach us at auroville.radio.org.